What's it like for you to see your line mate like that honored by the NHL today?
Yeah, he's been playing awesome for us, and you know, for him to get honored like that, it's a good feeling for sure.
What have you seen from his growth this year?
You know, I think he's wanted to get better every game, and that's what he's done. You know, he plays a hard game. You know, he's good on the forecheck. He's always in the right position, it seems like, and he's an easy player to read off of, and it definitely makes it easy on me.
Remember early in the year, you and Blake both said that you were okay with some of the early mistakes that he might make because you saw the potential. What is that potential right now, and has he almost exceeded what you guys thought he may be able to do?
You know, we knew he was a good player, you know, he's just grown every game, and I think that's something that, you know, as a guy that plays with him and a guy that's on his team, you get excited about, because he actually, you know, he has gotten so much better. He has improved, you know, each and every game, and you know, and even if he goes through a, you know, goes through a slump or, you know, has a bad game or whatever, he comes back so much stronger than next, and I think that just shows the, you know, the type of player and the type of person he is.
What makes him an easy guy to read off of?
He's just consistent. You know, he's quick on the puck. You know, he finds those holes. You know, obviously he has a knack for scoring, so he finds those holes, you know, in the offensive zone. You know, he's quick on the forecheck. He's, you know, he just kind of does, you know, all the right things, you know, that you want him to do as a winger. And, you know, like I said before, it makes it easy on my job because I know where he is at, you know, kind of at all times.
How is this year, this playoff run, this anticipation different? How do you feel that it's different from 2014-15?
You know, obviously the last time, you know, it was, you know, right down to the wire, you know, into the playoffs. You know, I think it was the second last game or whatever, that's when we knew we were going. So, you know, it's different that way, you know, with seven games left, but you know, there's still lots of hockey left. You know, just the getting that X beside your name doesn't mean anything. It just means you're in it, and we want to, you know, continue to rack up wins and, you know, finish the best pot possible.
You talk about the pressure to go beyond a first round, potentially much further, versus just people being happy you were there 3 years ago.
You have to get to the past the first round to get anywhere else. So, you know, there's no further focus than on, you know, the game we have tomorrow against Boston, and, you know, then to the next game, then to the next game, and that's, you know, we're not looking ahead to anything right now.
Did it feel any different waking up this morning after clinching last night?
No. It didn't. You know, we're happy we got the win, and you know, take a rest day today and get back at it tomorrow.
Another day involved with PK, Mark, is just two intense guys being intense.
That's hockey. You know, it's a physical sport. It's, you know, nothing really came of it, but just the game of hockey.
For the guy like that, do you have to monitor, be careful, be wary of him getting under your skin, or?
Not at all. Not at all. He's, you know, he's a player on the other team. You know, there's going to be skirmishes. There's going to be scrums in front of the net, and you know, no frustration on my part at all. And, you know, I think we came up on top at the end of that game.